think he was a little sore coming out, but he worked through it and hopefully be better tomorrow. But looks like we're heading toward him, you know, being able to go.
How concerned are you about Jeff Heuermann's situation with the hamstring?
You know, I'm concerned, you know, because we're counting on him a great deal. But more so really just his ability to stay healthy and stay on the field, because it's been, you know, last year he went through the issues. He's had hamstring issues throughout OTAs, and then he was on a pretty good roll there, and then here we go again. So, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it when it happens, but obviously we're counting on him. We're running out of time. He is doing better, but still probably a few days away from getting back on the field. So we'll see. The concern is the fact that we need him back and want him back. So, but I think he's doing everything he can do.
You got a better feel for how long you'll play your starters?
Mike, I'd like to play them maybe a little bit more than a half the game, you know, come out and start the third quarter, but that always depends on number of snaps, what's going on. So I'll probably play that by year, but obviously we're going to play more than we've played.
Gary, it seemed like all the guys got a shot with the ones and the twos today. Any clue who will be the second quarterback?
No, I'm going to decide that probably at the end of the week. Just depend. Continue to watch Trevor, how he's doing, and make that decision, depending on how much we play up front.
Do you feel like there's a certain amount of pressure on these guys to not make mistakes? Do you feel like they're playing free?
Well, I'm not sure what you're trying to ask me.
Do you feel like because the competition
playing quarterback
is,
in the NFL, there's pressure.
Obviously,
you know?
Yeah. You
that's like part of the business. I hope so. I want them to, you know, go out there and cut it loose and play. You also have to own mistakes and correct mistakes. That's all players, you know, so you do that. But, I think they've all done a good job, like I said, and my evaluation is coming from about the last 6 months. It's not coming from – you know, one day or one game or anything. It's over a period of time. But, I think they all continue to work extremely hard.
How has Melton looked the last couple of days?
He's been okay. I think he should be ready to play this weekend. You know, obviously trying to get a guy in there that quick. But, I think there will be some snaps for him in the second half, and hopefully there will be a lot of snaps for him in about a week and a half. So.
How much will you play for him?
We'll put a play count on him, Jeff, you know, since it's his first time back. But his practice, you know, the last 2 weeks has been pretty full. So I missed yesterday, you know, being sick, but he was back at it today.
You said Trevor took about 80% of his workload. Is that set before practice, or can that change on how he's feeling throughout the practice, saying, you know, I'm starting to feel more comfortable? Can I do a little bit?
The reason he took 80% is just because he was still limited in a couple of things. That's the only reason. So, yeah, other than that, there's no, you know.
Coach, after C.J. Anderson, what are you looking for these running backs to separate themselves, and do you have any idea as to how many of these guys you're
going to be? Think you're always looking at how guys protect the quarterback. You know, that's one of the things you're looking at. I think Booker's getting better at that. I thought Ronnie had his most productive game and week last week, this training camp. So Ronnie's pushing hard. Capri's been consistent, and Capri's been a really good special teams player. So those are things that are really important right now.
Where does it stand with the offensive line in your mind right now, especially with, like, does he look like he's...
Yeah, he looks good. You know, he's a full participant. He's going to play a bunch this week. I think Matt's had a great preseason. I think Schofield's had a good preseason. He's played probably more snaps than anybody on the team. Max has had a good preseason, so and Donaldson, obviously. So, you know, we're concerned about the right guard, you know, who that's going to end up being, and a lot of that has to do with Weems being out and Ty being out, but Connor's getting better every day, and then I think Michael has proven wherever you want me to play, Coach, I'll play, and I'll play well. So, you know, we'll see how it pans out, but they're going to play more than they have played.
Would you like to run the ball more?
How has he responded these last couple days in practice, how he's carried himself in this building? What does that tell you? Sanchez. What does that tell you about him, how he's responded these last couple of days?
Well, he hadn't been different the last couple of days. He's been the same guy since he's been here. He works hard and prepares hard, and he's doing the same thing this week.
Would you like to run the ball more in this game? I know you've thrown more to evaluate quarterbacks. Would you like to?
Well, we'll see how we get played. You know, we're just going to go play like we normally do. I think we have run the ball well, but we have thrown it a bunch in the first two preseason games, but I think we have run the ball well.
John Elway was named the competition committee this morning. What does that say for him and what he's –
I think it's great. You know, I think it's great for obviously John being a part of that. I mean, that's it's an honor to get to be asked to do that. But I think it's great for the league too. You know, to have a guy of his caliber and what he's been through in this league and the type of football person he is to sit on that committee, I think, is very special. So, congratulations to him. I saw him right before I came out. That means more work for him. So I told him he's got to put in a few extra weekends on rules and stuff. So, but now we're happy for him. It's great.
When you worked with Rick in Houston, did you ever make any suggestions to him when he was?
Well, really, they come back to us. You know, they go and do a lot of work, and then they come back to us with the work that they've done. So that's kind of the way they go about it. But, you know, Ozzie's been a part of it for years. Marvin's been a part of it for years. Mike is part of it now. You know, it's a lot of tough work that you get questioned a lot because everybody's always worried about this or that. But guys put in a lot of time, a lot of hard work for the league.
If there was a rule change you wanted to see, what would it be?
Stumped me there.
Coach,
I'm going to pass on that one.
With the roster cuts looming, have you already started to maybe compile that list, or are you waiting until after this game to really get into that?
I really don't. You know, I quit doing that a few years ago because it seems like every time you start thinking about this or that, this is probably what's going to happen. It doesn't happen that way. So we just stay committed to the calls, you know, go out this week, try to get everybody involved, try to play everybody, get another look at everybody. And then obviously I think we have to get down to 75 next Tuesday. So one step at a time, but a lot of work to do in the next, you know, 7, 8, 9 days, putting the team together, playing a couple of games, you know, a lot of things to get done.
A few more for the coach.
Benny didn't have his brace on. How is he
progressing? No, he's feeling good. He's starting to run. He's out here actually early this morning running the hill and stuff. So I think Benny, we're shooting for Carolina for Benny. Hopefully we can get there. I think it would be a heck of a step if he does get there, but he thinks he can, so we'll see.
How's his friends doing?
James is doing good. Y'all know we scoped his knee. He had a little issue going on. He's played really good for us. Expected him to be a part of us this year, so we wanted to go clean this up. And we think it'll just take a few weeks, you know. So we'll see. But 2 days out, he looks good.
Where does it stand with Rourke? You hope.
Derek's got a family issue he's dealing with. We're allowing him to go take care of. You know, it's important to him, and so we're on top of it. Could be back tomorrow. Could be a couple of days, but need him to go take care of this. But he's doing great. He's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day. Thanks.